Ashley Banfield from News Nation joins us again. Hi, Ashley. Welcome.
John, good to talk to you today.
So this Idaho story continues to perplex, even as we're not getting as much information as anybody would like. You've been following it as close as anybody. What are you hearing now? What's the latest from your end?
Well, I have to be honest with you. A bombshell dropped last night that I was not expecting. They had a vigil for the four victims of this horrible crime. And the vigil was on campus, and three of the victims' parents showed up. One of them, Kaylee Gonzalez's dad, Steve, got up to the microphone and said, I don't know if he intended to say this. I don't know if he should have said this. I don't know if this is information he was supposed to reveal, intentionally reveal, or accidentally reveal. But he said his daughter, Kaylee, and the other victim, Madison, goes by Maddie, were best friends. They grew up together. We knew that. But then he said they died together in the same room, in the same bed, together. And that was something we did not know. That changes things potentially profoundly in terms of the MO of this killer and whether those kids were all really all asleep in their beds. It's just that messaging is becoming very, very convoluted from the police. That's a big, big detail. Two victims, one room, one bed. And then they also changed their messaging again last night, the police, saying that I don't even know where we are with the targeting business. You know, originally they said, you know, nothing to see here. This was a targeted attack. People shouldn't be worried in town. Then they walked it back slightly, but have maintained all along it's a targeted attack. Then the police told our Brian Enten that maybe not one or two or three people were targeted in the house, but maybe the house was targeted. And then again yesterday, the police telling a reporter at KTVB that one person was being targeted, only to do a 180 again and release a press release late last night saying, we don't know if there's any targeting. So it's a bit of a mess in Idaho.
You know, I'm looking at it from, or thinking about it from their perspective. They know we want to know. So then they put out information before they're certain about it. But if they don't put out information, then we get just as frustrated that they're not helping us with our interest in the case. While on the one hand, it sounds like they're incompetent, or maybe they're hiding something. Maybe they're between a rock and a hard place. We've got to push stuff out. People want to know. It's this insatiable desire, and yet we're not clear ourselves on what's going on here. But some of those details, that's nuts and bolts. They knew where the bodies were found.
Listen, I get you, and I'm a huge supporter of law enforcement, and I am a big supporter of homicide investigators keeping things close to the vest. That only helps their job, and then ultimately that helps me as a citizen, you know, as a citizen. What I am not in favor of is sending out critical messaging to a frightened community that they should be okay because this is something that would never affect you. This is a targeted attack. Only then to completely change gears 2 to 3 times and land on a final analysis where we just don't know if it's targeted or not. Well, for 3 weeks, if I had my kid at that campus, because I thought, listen, that's a targeted attack, that probably won't affect you, I'm calling that kid home today.
If you're just joining us, Ashley Banfield's on the line, and we're talking about the murder of four Idaho college students who were all staying in the same building. Do we know anything else about their location? If two were in one room in one bed, were the other two on the same floor? Were they in separate rooms? Can you talk about that?
Yeah, I can tell you from a lot of triangulating that we ourselves have done as, you know, investigators, crime investigators, that the layout of the house has 3 floors. The bottom 2 floors had the 2 survivors in their rooms. The middle floor had bodies. We know that. And the top floor had bodies. I can tell you that Kaylee's room is on the top floor on the right-hand side of the house if you're looking straight at the house from the front. And Madison's room is on the left-hand side of the 3rd floor, again, from the front view of the house, which would leave the 2 other victims likely on the 2nd floor because there are no other bedrooms on the 3rd floor. There are 2 bedrooms on the 2nd floor. It is likely that 2 of the victims, Ethan and his girlfriend, Zanna, he was staying over with her, presumably in the same room. They would be over on the right-hand side of the house on that second floor because, and this is difficult to say, so if your viewers are squeamish, they should turn the volume down for a moment. There was so much blood in that room that it dripped outside of the house and down the foundation. That's why we know that victims were definitely in that second floor room on the right-hand side of the house. The other bedroom on the left-hand side of the house on the second floor, I think, is unoccupied because there's only five roommates in that house and six bedrooms. And we know the two other girls were downstairs. So I can say more than likely Ethan and Zanna died on the second floor in the right-hand side of the house. And Maddie and Kaylee died on the third floor. And now we're being told in one of the bedrooms. I can't tell you whether it was Maddie's or Kaylee's.
I have just 1 minute left. Ashley Banfield. If the two girls were in the same room and in the same bed, then one wonders if they weren't the last ones killed, because if one was killed next to the other, presumably the second would start screaming and alert the others. You would think that the other bodies would have been deceased and quiet while the last two were killed. And then you see, aren't we all kind of doing that sort of timeline manipulation?
Yes, but there's another factor. Kaylee had a dog. And it's possible that dog barked and alerted a killer who had already been killing downstairs to girls upstairs. And maybe those girls were so afraid they ran into each other's rooms and were cowering. I don't know. But I am also very curious about the messaging that police have said that they all died in their beds, sleeping. I'm not so sure of that anymore.
Ashley Banfield's on News Nation. You'll hear her, see her at 9 o'clock tonight, Comcast Channel 223, DirecTV 307. Dish 239, 223 on Comcast tonight at 9. Okay, Ashley, keep doing what you're doing. Thank you.
Great to talk to you.